Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back
to the B1 podcast with Matt Tubby. My voice is a little bit strained after all of the P1 live shows we've done over the last 4 days, but we are back once again, and this time is for the predictions, Chinese Grand Prix, and, side note, I'm flying to China in 4 hours, so we're doing a predictions video before I pop on a flight to go and see Babe and a few other people. But then coming back before the race actually happens. So don't worry, we'll still be here with all the content that you know and love with us. But yes, a rather busy period, Tommy.
It sure is. Yeah, live shows were amazing. I've also kind of lost my voice a little bit and very tired, but predictions time. Grand Prix, let's do it.
Wow, you're really selling it, Tommy. Thank you. Wow, you should be a salesman. Right, let's get into our predictions, shall we, and start with biggest good surprise. And I'm ready for it. I am ready for this to happen because I think it is going to. Lewis Hamilton. Enough of the slander. Enough of the he's washed. Enough of the does he belong to go to Ferrari. Let's get rid of all of that now. He's going to China. Feel like, you know, it's a track he's been to many times. There are some drivers on the grid that have never been to China, which is quite ridiculous to think how long it's been off the calendar. But I feel as though I'm not expecting a Mercedes win or even a podium, but I'm expecting him to dispatch of George Russell this weekend, and that's where it'll be a good surprise for him.
Oh, very good, very nice. It is crazy to think that. Yeah, I do associate Hamilton with being good at China, and it feels like a new Grand Prix to me, and it's mad to think there's going to be so many fans that have never seen one.
Yeah, and
crazy.
Get ready, because it is the most underrated track in the world.
Better deliver now. My biggest good surprise, I've gone for, and I'm back on the team predictions. I've missed them. I've gone for Alpine.
Oh, no.
This could go horribly wrong.
What have you done?
So, this is my logic. There's two bits of logic here. One is they can't get any worse. So
it's a loophole more than logic, if you ask
it's
me.
It's a loophole more than logic. And two, I predicted Alpine biggest flop in Vegas because I was like, oh, long straight, they'll be awful. Yeah, absolute tractor, they'll be rubbish. And they did really well. So I'm going for the same logic and thinking that my brain is telling me that Alpine might be absolutely awful and get lapped 6 times. So if I go for the opposite, maybe it might.
You're second guessing yourself now, mate. That's it.
That's how bad my good surprises have been.
And I love how you've compared Alpine last year to the Alpine this year, where they have clearly built something that they regret for this year because they've fallen probably 5 positions lower in the pacing charts compared to where they were before.
True.
Fair enough, you've gone straight. Yeah, Alpine will be good there. So let's see if that pays off for you, because your logic never usually works for good surprise and biggest flop. It's just a top 3 merchant, that's what you are. Right, okay.
Wow.
Biggest flop. You're not going to like this one, Tommy. My biggest flop is Yuki Tsunoda. He's had far too much hype coming. Oh, no, not far too much, I'm kidding. He has deservedly received the hype around his performances so far, although I smell a little flop on the horizon. I feel as though
I hate you. Look, it's going to come true as well.
I'm 4 from 4. It's probably not going to happen this time. Now that I'm getting a little bit confident with how many biggest flops I've got right, but yeah, just purely based on vibes, no other reason. Yuki Tsunoda might just send a little dive bomb into that hairpin straight into the side of Daniel Ricciardo. Who knows?
Oof. My biggest flop, I've gone for Oscar Piastri. again, hope it doesn't come true, because Oscar's doing well this season. But the reason I've gone for it is I think McLaren might struggle on this track. I know there's a few high-speed corners, but there's, you know, that incredibly slow and long turn one. And the really long straight as well. And they've had some problems in the past on tracks with big long straights. And I do believe China has in the past. We don't know how it's going to go this time because we've not raced there for a while. But a bit of a tire killer. And that is something that Oscar has struggled with in Formula One. So maybe there's a bit more logic to this one. So fingers crossed. I say fingers crossed this comes
That's
through.
Wild.
I don't want Oscar to
I
be
can't believe
flop.
You've just actually said fingers crossed to that. I hope it doesn't come true for Oscar Piastri, but also fingers crossed. Give me that point. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I will sacrifice him for 1 point in our predictions.
Have you got one biggest flop right this season?
Oh, you put me on the spot there.
I just feel as though you're just not.
I must have done.
Sure.
I think I did get one good one.
Fair enough. All Maybe. Right. Well done. Maybe. Fingers crossed.
You've also not. Reminded me that we've not mentioned the scores, but it was 10-9 to me.
Well done. I didn't bring it up because no one cares when you're winning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't care.
Okay. We only do it when you...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, if I'm leading, okay. I will be shouting it from the rooftops at the start of the podcast. Right. Sprint shootout now, because of course it is a sprint weekend. Do not forget. And if you live in Europe, it's another painful time. Although I think I'm going to be on China time, so I don't really know what's going to happen this weekend when I'm back from China. I, locking in, Charles Leclerc, he's taking sprint shootout pole position. He's going to say, F the haters. F everyone that's been saying, did Ferrari fire the wrong driver? It's time. It's time to get that quali specialist back out. And yeah, I feel as though could maybe happen.
Interesting. I have gone for Carlos Sainz. So
okay.
We're both going on the Ferrari hype train.
But you're going on the other side as I have another little voice crack there. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing the same a lot in this podcast. yeah, I've gone the other way, mainly because I backed Leclerc last time and he let me down. So we'll find out.
Wow. Goodness gracious me. Let you down. That's wild.
Did.
Sprint winner. Max Verstappen. Yeah. I feel as though Red Bull are going
to
be
elaborate.
Really good around China. I feel it in my bones. I don't know what gives me that indication that Red Bull might be quick around here. Perhaps their recent run of form has been reasonably good. But yes, Max Verstappen, sprint winner, and heartbroken once again. Although I will actually be... No, actually, no, I tell a lie. For the sprint shootout, great. Actually, I really hope that doesn't come true because Charles Leclerc is going to get sprint shootout pole when I'm on a plane. So, but I've locked it in now.
We shall see, we shall see. Sprint winner, I've gone for Carlos Sainz. Why not?
You are doing something there. You want to...
What am I doing?
You want to sit... Because this whole time in the P1 live shows, you were like, oh, it's 3-0 to Carlos Sainz. You want to make it 4-0, don't you?
You're say channeling this. It. No. Well, I really backed Charles in the last race. I think this is going to be a track that will suit Ferrari down to the ground. So I am basically just going on the form of Sainz that he's delivering and doing a good job, and we'll see. It would be obviously very cool to see if we get a bit of a mix-up in the sprint. It feels weird to be doing a sprint. I almost like forgot the concept existed until I wrote all this down. It was like, oh yeah, the sprint. And it's also changing a little bit. I say changing a little bit. They've swapped a few bits around. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that goes. I'm sure we'll have a nice little sprint discussion in the podcast when you're back from China.
Well, when you say sprint switch around, they've obviously made it so that the sprint qualifying is on Friday and... Yeah. The normal qualifying is on Saturday. So that's the change that they've made so that people don't actually miss out on a Friday too much. I mean, sprint quali is still fun, but at least it's the shorter one that people tend to miss out. And it's something we've said they should have done from the get-go. And thankfully, they've listened. Let's now move to pole position. Who is getting pole on the Saturday? And it is, for me, Max Verstappen. Congratulations, Max. I hope you're very happy. And yes, I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping I don't cash in whatsoever on all of my Verstappen predictions. And if it is a Ferrari Hype Train Express, then get me on board because I will be there.
Yeah, I've also gone for Max Verstappen. He has got pole position in every race so far. They do seem a lot stronger in qualifying this year. He's got a bit more of a buffer. Although, that being said, Perez got very close in Japan, but it's hard to bet against Max, isn't it, for another pole?
Absolutely. But we should continue to enjoy Formula One no matter what.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's go to our top three and begin with third place. I'm locking in Sergio Perez. Yeah, he's going to have another little podium. It's not going to be second, but it's going to be there. It's going to be solid enough. And yeah, Checo, another bit of silverware for him.
Very nice. P3, I have gone for Charles Leclerc. So he'll be on the podium again. Ferrari continuing their lovely start to the season, I think.
Don't be saying too many nice things about Ferrari because it could go very wrong and they'll be listening to this podcast and get a little bit too ahead of themselves.
Oh, God, you're interviewing them both. You're meeting them both.
Oh, no.
Why have I not predicted them both's biggest flop?
Oh, God.
Why have I just discovered this now?
Yeah. So I'm going to an event out in China and, yes, I am seeing both Carlos and Charles.
Although, no, actually, when we see Carlos, he becomes the greatest of all time.
Oh, so you should actually say he should win.
Yeah.
Oh, no. But it was just me, though. It's not both of us.
Yeah.
Lots of moving parts here. But either way, second place, I am going for Charles Leclerc. A lovely little P2, back on top-ish. Well, back on top of Formula 1.5. And gets a little nice at P2. I'm ready for it. Give me it right now. I need it.
Back on top of Formula 1.5. They're 1.5 and then the back markers are B now. 1.5 and B.
Sure.
Nice. P2, I've gone for Carlos Sainz.
Unbelievable.
And they...
That is
4-0.
Wild.
We'll find out.
4-0. You just want to see me break down throughout the season as he continues to whitewash him, aren't you? That's crazy.
Well, it will be fascinating to see how that does continue, like how it works between them. I don't think it will last the whole season, but Carlos is in a really good run of form, so let's see
indeed. And finally, the winner of the Chinese Grand Prix is Max Verstappen. Congratulations once again, full stop.
You've won.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Wave the checker flag now. P1, I've also gone for Max Verstappen.
But, you know, it could be a worldie, all right?
China is a bit unknown in terms of, you know, we've not been there in a long time. Mm. It's funny that China used to be the one that, in theory, was like, back when we did used to race in China, it was like the circuit Red Bull hated because they didn't have a very good engine and they struggled on the long straight, and it was like the Mercedes track. But a lot has changed in Formula One. Max had 5 wins the last time we raced in China, and well, that's changed a lot.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It feels like we haven't been for 20 years, but no, that's not the case either. Now let's go to our one crazy prediction. And mine is difficult to measure, but I'm locking it in anyway. It will be a banger and everyone realises China is underrated. Mic drop.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll just be a great race. People will enjoy
Please
it.
Be right.
And then everyone will go, wow, China. Oh, what a great racetrack. I can see it.
China has a habit. I think we said this in our Patreon pod where we went through a classic race where it can either be absolutely dull or it can be unbelievable and there's kind of no in between.
A bit like Baku, really.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely. The similar vibe. I really hope you get a point for that one because I'd love to see it. My crazy prediction is that Lance Stroll makes Q2.
Sorry? Lance Stroll makes Q2. Q2 is your crazy prediction.
Yeah.
So wait, so he has to make Q2 and Q2 only. So if he makes Q3...
He gets out of Q1, basically.
He gets out of Q... Well, that's not a crazy prediction.
Is it not?
No! What a joke! Absolutely disgusting. How many times has he missed Q2? Like once this season. That is not crazy.
You're looking at last year. I was counting as last year.
No, that's wild.
All right. Lance Stroll makes Q3.
Yeah, I'll allow that. Goodness gracious me. Unbelievable. I was like, that is the tiniest loophole you're trying to jump through that.
F1's about pushing the boundaries and I thought I'd give it a go and see what the regulations were.
The regulations said no. Finally, three crazy predictions from you wonderful lot. If you want to get involved, Matt P1 Tommy on social media where you can reply to a graphic. And they are actually three, all from the Patreon gang. So first and foremost...
Yes, because we've not done the graphic yet because we're recording this so early. So we've got our wonderful Patreon gang to give us three predictions.
But also, Patreon gang are great. They get a full segment this time. So P1 Patreon member, Skonus Dext Murder. Logan finishes ahead of Alex. 0 points. Ooh. P1 Patreon member, Katie. Ocon gets points. Also 0 points, probably. And P1 Patreon member, Lord of Admirals, all drivers finish the race. Potential for that one. Okay, fantastic. We are done. I need to now go catch a flight to China and catch some feelings as well for Babe once again. Tommy, what are your final thoughts? And don't get jealous.
I won't. Hope you have an amazing time. I'm looking forward to the Chinese Grand Prix being back because, like you... I really like the circuit. Think it has delivered some very enjoyable races in the past, and yeah, I think I always like going to tracks that we've not been to in a while because it adds something a little bit different. So yeah, looking forward to it this weekend.
Hell yeah, me too. I've always been a fan of the Shanghai International Circuit, and I'm ready for some more gorgeous action around there. We'll see you very soon. We'll be live on Twitch. Not on. Are you going to do Friday, Tommy, or not?
I might do.
Go on. If it's not. Everyone wants a little solo Tommy stream.
Yeah, why not? Solo Tommy stream.
So filth. And then I'll be back for Saturday and Sunday in some realm of jet lag. So look forward to that as well. And we'll see you very soon. Lots of love. And thank you to everybody that came to our P1 live shows. It was amazing.
Yes, it was unbelievable.
See you soon.
Bye.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're MattP1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews, and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.